Okay, Sunday night, Shana B'Tzach and Perek V, where in the Sefer that I'm using, it's page Kuf Mem Tes. It's the Yom Aleph Parshas Vayera, the third shir of the winter, Tavshin Samach Tes, the 15th shir on Perek Dalet, Leilu Nishmas Chaim Ephraim Brev Nosim. He should have a lot of nachas from his grandchild. Amen. Okay, we're up to the paragraph that we learned about bitachon in different situations, a handbook for how a baal bitachon should react to different situations. Now he's going from one extreme to the other. Till last week we learned about how a baal bitachon reacts to a situation if he finds himself all alone. He's alone in the world for whatever reason. Could be a ger, could be a person who doesn't have children, could be a person later in life whose spouse is nifter, and the children, I have to prepare you for this, the children are going to call you up every Mother's Day, and you're all alone. And there's different situations where people find themselves alone. People could move. I moved to Israel for the first 6 months, I'm alone, you know. The Chinuch says that the mitzvah ba'ahavtem es hager, we extrapolate to anybody that's new in a town or a neighborhood. There's a special mitzvah to take care of them. If they need anything, show them where to go shopping. The biggest chesed someone did for us is our third day in Eretz Yisrael. A lady took my wife to the supermarket and spent around 3 hours with her, just walking up and down the aisles. So we shouldn't put laundry detergent in the sponge cake by mistake. I don't know, you know. We like off the boat. We can't believe we came here. What were we thinking? And Baruch Hashem, someone really took my wife and showed her the things that she had to be shown. And someone did the same to me. Like, where am I going to buy a Lulu? Where am I going to buy an Estra? Like, how do you do anything here? Like, all of a sudden, I'm a stranger in a strange land. Like, I didn't prepare any. Like, we couldn't believe. Like, we came without any preparation. We just. So everybody feels that way to some degree. So that person's also alone. So we learned about how a baal bitachon should think about being alone. Now we're going to the other extreme. A person saddled with responsibilities. A person saddled with a family. And, you know, they have no time to think. They have no time for themselves. They have no time. They feel their self-development is arrested or stifled. You know, they become sometimes like immobilized with the responsibility. A man can feel that way about parnasa. Nowadays, the women feel that way also. Right? The women are as involved as in the parnasa to the most part. For the most part, or at least in my experience, the women are as involved in the parnasa of the household as the men are. And you become like immobilized, like mortgage payments. I have mouths to feed. I have to buy new shoes. You know, and you do. And you know, so how do you deal with it? And then you have relationships. You have to go to weddings and the neighbors and the shuls and the schools. Everybody's making demands on your time. Everybody's tugging you in 100 different directions. So this is the opposite of the person that's all alone, is the person that has relationships and a lot of relationships, and everybody's pulling and tugging and like, whoa. Like, so what does bitachon, this is what he does in this parak. What does a baal bitachon think? How does a baal bitachon deal with this situation? The Chovas HaLevavos starts off Shar HaBitachon with the most important fundamental yesod. Bitachon will make you stress-free. Right? Now, that's what he started off with. Unbelievable first sentence for bitachon. He doesn't talk from, doesn't talk emuna. He says, you have bitachon, you'll have a stress-free life. Obviously, we're talking about something that takes a lifetime to develop, but as you get it more and more, as you develop it more and more, you'll be less and less stressful. So therefore, he's saying, okay, so what does a baal bitachon do in this situation? Everybody's tugging at his time. Everybody's yelling for his attention. V'mhoi abotech al Hashem, yesh lo mishpacha, ukrovim, his family, his relatives, the Yedidim, his friends, the Sonim, his enemies, the whole gamut of relationships, neighbors, friends, enemies, everything. So he's gonna say a very long sentence. We're going to learn the sentence. The first phrase of the sentence is going to startle you, probably. But we'll come back to it and we'll explain each phrase. First, I want to learn the whole sentence. Yiftach al Hashem, he has bitachon. Hashem is running his life. So first, Yiftach al Hashem lahatzilo mehem. Hashem will save them, will save him from all of these relationships. V'yishtadel, and then he will try, and this is all part of bitachon. He's not giving now a manual, or he's not teaching about responsibility. This is part of, we're going to see why this is the thought process of a Baal Bitachon. He's not here to teach you time management and how to deal with your household. He's here to teach Bitachon, but he's saying this is right. This is Perek Revi. This is what a Baal Bitachon will think and do. So we'll see why Bitachon leads into what he's about to say. The Yishtadel, he will try Lamale Zchuyosehem. He will devote. So it's interesting, like, we're going to have to explain this. He says, first of all, he has trust in Hashem that Hashem is going to save him from these burdens that have been dumped upon him, or her. And he will try his best. He will work at, indeed, fulfilling his responsibilities, because you can't run away. You have responsibilities. You have a household. Please forgive me for expressing it in terms of the roles, but these are the roles, the man has earned the parnasa, the woman runs the house. You can't shirk your responsibilities, right? You have to do them. The lasso serchem, you have to fulfill the needs of the people who are relying on you. You have children relying on you, a husband, again, I'm talking about, John and Jane, Betty and Bob, the books. Husband goes to work, the mother stays home. I grew up watching Father Knows Best. Mother doesn't work and father, you know what Father Knows Best is, anybody? Mm-hmm. Mother doesn't work and Father Knows Best. Yeah, June Lockhart, I think it was. Did I got the name right?
Yeah.
She doesn't go to work. Yeah, she stays home and does the laundry, and she gets excited if the shirt's like white. She gets real excited. So you have the responsibilities. And you have to fulfill the needs of people are relying on you. A Baal Bitachon can't say, okay, Hashem will take care of you. This is what he's teaching. This is your life, and you have these responsibilities. You have to do them. V'sheheh matzpuno noki lohem. Your heart is free of resentment. These very important things. We're going to come back and elaborate on each one. Your heart has to be in it. You're providing for your children. You're providing... Anybody you're doing something for that's relying on you, if you're in a situation where you're doing things for people, your heart has to be resentment-free. Okay? The Baal Bitachon will be able to achieve that. The Yatzar Yodo Milahazik Lohem, and he won't harm them. We'll come back to it. What does he mean by that? That's a strange thing to say. It means he'll be careful. I'm a parent also, so I'm... We can harm our children if we're not careful, right? We can make them not confident. We can give them, right? If we all know this, right? If we constantly criticize, the child's going to grow up a certain way. If we put a child down, it's a tremendous responsibility. So when the Chodesh Halodah says that the Baal Bitachon will make sure not to be mazik his children, we'll see why. Why is that an outflow of Bitachon? But if it looks weird, we're not talking about beating up the child, Chas v'Shalom. We're talking about, all these things. You get resentful, and the child's impinging upon your time, and you lash out, or the child's not... Children behave like children most of the time. So we get angry, and you can harm the child. You can damage the child, They don't give us the nachas that we feel we deserve from them. This is the biggest damage that parents can do to children emotionally, psychologically, as we expect our children to grow up a certain way, and they don't. And we lash out at them. They're finding their own way. Hope we try to guide them. It should be Derech Hashem. it should be a life of mitzvahs, of serving Hashem. But even there's a very large spectrum, even once having said that. The truth is, even if not, chalila. But, you know, there's just so much you can do, and you don't gain anything by damaging the child. Damaging meaning, you know. So you have to be careful not to damage. I'm talking about children, it's spouses also. This is all the people that you're having relationships with. The yigrum lehem lamat tish tov lehem. You want what's best for them. This is the Baal Bitachon, because the Baal Bitachon accepts the role of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted him or her, because that's part of Bitachon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is setting up my life for me. And if I'm in this situation, so this is the situation I'm in, and this is what's best for my neshama, so I have to do what's best for the child. A tremendous responsibility. V'ya'atzim eitzah tova, will give them good advice. What does that mean? We'll come back to everything. But just, Pashut, what does it mean? It means sometimes you can't, you know, my child wants a tape recorder. All right, I'm in a different door. Nowadays, my child wants a tape recorder. You give him one. Like, you know, like, no problem. But the child wants a car. So I can't give him a car. But the Chazal Baba says, give him advice how to get a car. Don't just make him feel like a dope. Tell him, you want a car? Here's what you have to do. I can't give you one. I feel bad. I'd love to give you one. But I can't. Or you say, I could, but it's not good for you to get handouts. So let me teach you how to get a car. So give them good aitzus, he says. The adrichem, put them on the right path. I'm saying we can't give our children everything we'd like to, but we can guide them and put them on a path to it. So that's what he says, the adrichem lemine to'ala yosihem, for their benefit. Bados, that's in religious matters, olam haba matters, uva olam, and in olam hazeh matters. That's part of our responsibility to set up our children or to help our spouses succeed in olam hazeh, because not to become rich, that's not success. Success is to make ends meet and to manage. That's success. And you're doing this all l'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baal Bitachon doesn't do... We're not learning parenting class now without reference to Hashem. Parenting classes... I'm not sure why we live in a generation where parenting classes are necessary, but apparently they are. I'm not sure why we're living in a door where Shalom Bayis classes are necessary. I don't know. But we are. So they're wonderful. You learn a lot from them. You have to know who's teaching it, but it's a good thing. But, right, Chavzal Lovis is pointing out the best advice possible for parenting or for being a spouse or for being a friend or a neighbor is you keep in mind you're an Eved Hashem and you're doing it to further Hashem's will in this world. And then it sounds like, you know, but it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference when you feel resentful, when you feel angry, when you feel crushed, when you feel upset, when you feel like you're not appreciated, right? Everybody in the world feels underappreciated, except the people with the opposite problem, low self-esteem. They feel overappreciated. Okay, and it's commotion. Emma, we have to loyacha kamocha. Amazing. Chazal gives you a list of things that you have to do in life, but he wants you to remember. It's such good advice, even if it wouldn't be true. Chas v'shalom, it's true, but it's the most wonderful advice possible. That you're doing it all Hashem Hashem. You're not doing it for you. You're not doing it to have a nachas or to have good children. Why do I want a good relationship with my children, and why do I want a good relationship with my husband? Because we're going to help each other be Avdei Hashem. That's really what he's saying. This is what Hashem wants me to do. If a person can keep that in the back of their minds, I mean, maybe the front of their minds, but then they'll like bump into telephone poles when they walk. But in the back of their minds, they have to think everything they do. All of these things we're about to elaborate on are because it's Hashem's will. So it's not a frumkeit. It is, but it's such tremendous advice. Because most of the source of stress and resentment and anger and feeling insulted and upset and feeling, it's because we take everything personally. Then you think, is this bringing me closer to Hashem? Or is it taking me further away from Hashem? Hashem wants this matzav to be happening. This is an assignment for me. So we're going to come back now to everything, because he said a very long sentence, and we're going to discuss it now. So his first thing is like, I thought it would be startling. No one seemed startled. So he says, the first thing is, have bitachon that Hashem should save you from them. It's like a very funny thing to say. So what does he mean? He means don't let it, what I said before, I really don't let it immobilize you. Not the person, I have 8 mouths to feed. I have 3 babies in diapers. You want me to think about davening? You want me to think about, like, don't get paralyzed. Realize that Hashem is making this part of your life, and if you have, you know, you're going to handle it. Have bitachon that Hashem will save you from it, meaning you're not going to get crushed by it. The Baal Bitachon says, this is okay. I am able to handle this. Hashem gave it to me, and I'm able to handle it. It's not going to crush me. It's like saying, calm down. Relax. You can handle it. Baal Bitachon, what happens? It's like if I have something to do today, and it's, so like everything gets blocked out, and someone says, you know, can you go to the store and pick up a container of milk? You say, I can't think about milk now. I have a final today, right? You know, I have a test today, I have an interview today for a job. I can't think about milk. That's what happens. We get immobilized by what's central in our lives. So sometimes these relationships immobilize us, and the Chazal says it shouldn't. Hashem should save you from it, meaning save you from being immobilized, save you from being paralyzed. You're going to be able to do other things in your life. You're going to be able to internally grow. You know, you'll have time for what you need. You'll have time for what Hashem has in mind for your neshama, for what Hashem wants you to do. You're going to have enough time for everything. You're going to have enough koyach for everything. So maybe it means, Taka, that you can't fulfill your dream of being a principal in a girls' school. Maybe not. Okay. So the Baal Bitachon accepts that. But they say, I can't think about davening. Look, I have a house full of kids. Or a man says, you know, I have 8 mouths to feed and a mortgage payment to make. And I can't think about learning or growing in Avodas Hashem or davening. Like, look, it shouldn't be that way. Relax, put it in perspective. Okay, that's what he means. Also, he means that sometimes, and again, you know, we can't deal with everyone's private life in a shir, and the Chavis Halavos can't be talking to individuals. But hitaka means Hashem should save you from unnecessary entanglements. Sometimes we take on obligations that are not necessary with neighbors, with friends, social, even with spouses. As we saw last week, we talked about it a bit. And even with children sometimes. Well, you try to be a good thing. You take on burdens that are not necessarily the realm of a parent. You try to shield your child. You try to do for your child. It's not good for the child, and it's not good for your life. So he may be referring to that. Hashem should save you from going over the line in these relationships, in these entanglements. Then he says, don't do it begrudgingly. Yishtadel lamalei zchuyoseihem b'laso sorcheihem means do your best. In other words, the flip side of this is that the Baal Bitachon realizes that Hashem put him or her in this situation, And that entails a tremendous responsibility. You see, Hashem sent me to raise this child. Hashem sent me to run this house. Hashem sent me to set up this house. Hashem sent me to be friends with that neighbor. So you have a responsibility. You can't, right? So the Baal Bitachon juggles Hishtadlus and Bitachon every minute of life. So Yishtadel, you can't do it begrudgingly. Chas v'shalom, if a parent or a spouse performs their responsibilities begrudgingly, it's dynamite, right? It's going to blow up. It's going to blow up in a month or in a year or in 10 years. We know. It blows up. You have to do it. The Baal Bitachon doesn't do it begrudgingly. The Baal Bitachon says, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So that means also there's a consistency. You should be consistent. You know, sometimes we have good days and bad. You know, if we can't help it, we can't help it. But you should try to maintain a consistency in what we do. Not if we're in the mood, so we'll do it. And sometimes I'm in the mood, and sometimes I'm not in the mood. And it creates a big uncertainty for the people that are relying on us, for the people we're doing things for the people who are in relationships with us. You know, they don't know. Is today a good day or a bad day? You know, so they're scared, and it creates uncertainty, creates lack of confidence, and it creates not good. They feel confident that they know, you know, mommy's there for them, or tati's there for them, or the spouse is there for you, and you don't have to worry. You know, sometimes we brood, keep things inside of us. We all do this. It's not good. Then it bursts forth. A good relationship is consistent. Talk things out. If there's a problem, it doesn't like jerk up and down. So Yishtadel, he feels the responsibility of doing for them what's good for them to fulfill their needs. He's consistent. Yatzu Yodu Milahazik Lahem. He's careful. He feels that responsibility. This is all the Baal Bitachon. Because the Baal Bitachon knows Hashem gave me this task. So he's careful not to harm them. The Yigrim Lahem Asher Tov Lahem. Both in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Now, Laman Hashem. Now, there's two pshatim in the Mefarshim. There's really two ways of interpreting this phrase in the Chavis Halvodas that he should do it Laman Hashem. Lishmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First is you, and then it's, let's say, your children. In other words, you're teaching your children, it's a very healthy way to be mechanach your children. In other words, I think it's the Rabbeinu Chaya says that, you know, when you're raising children, you're raising children to be Ovdei Hashem. You can't take it personally. Right? So, and this is where all the tzaras come from. We have expectations of our children, or hopes and dreams, and you know, they grow up and they have their own ideas, or they grow up with their own tchunas hanefesh. And but if we just think, you know, I have to create an Eved Hashem, and we give them space, we don't expect. I mean, we don't put them in a box. We don't put them in a preordained setting. We can guide them. That's what he says, guide them. Don't push, but you can guide. You could, if it's what's best for them. But what's best for them is to be Avdei Hashem. So of course you have to pick the school, right? And many times we pick their friends, many times. But you have to realize it shouldn't be your will. Sometimes we pick schools based on our own social standing, based on what our neighbors will think of us, what other people will think of us. The Chavis Halvodas is saying you have to do what's best for the child, and he's making this a function of Bitachon, because if we realize that what would It's so beautiful. It's so perfect. If we realize that what we're doing is because Hashem put us here to do this. So first of all, we can do it. We don't get overwhelmed. We don't get immobilized or paralyzed. And we do it, again, hopefully, as we develop bitachon, we do it with the idea that we're doing it to create Avdei Hashem, and our preconceived notions of what the child should be is not necessarily the way the child should be. And, you know, as long as I feel that he's being an he or she are being an Eved Hashem, and the same with a spouse. Same with a spouse. I mean, it sounds unusual, but it's not. If you ask me, the best, Hashem put two people together. Hashem put them together because, and Hashem made a system where they live, where they share a life. They share an neshama and they share a life. It shouldn't sound strange to us to say that the goal is, what Hashem is saying is that this person will help you be the best Eved Hashem that you can, and you are the best person to help the other person be the best Eved Hashem that he can. And this, a Baal Bitachon thinks that way. Thinks that we're doing everything Leman Hashem. Baal Bitachon always lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizes that we're in this situation because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here, and therefore whoever my husband is, whoever my wife is, this is the person best suited and to make me an Eved Hashem, to help me grow in my ruchniyistic growth. And then we feel that responsibility also. So Chavis Halava says both the physical world and the Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. We're here to provide for those who rely on us, both in the temporal world, because it's needed. Hashem made such a world, and in the spiritual world. So that's. Eitzatoyva, we explained that, even if you can't give them. Lishmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisala. And also you should do it, Lishmo. In other words, the two ways of understanding the Chavis HaLavas is that you're making them into Avdei Hashem, and everything you do, and children are not there to give you nachas. It's a hard thing to accept. Very, very difficult thing to accept. Hashem did not give us children to give us nachas. It's a great thing, you know. But this is what the Chavis HaLavas is saying. It's a hard reality to come to grips with. But a Baal Bitachon works on that. Hashem did not give me this child to give me nachas. Hashem gave me this child that I should mold the child into an Eved Hashem. And just that, believe me, that changes your whole life. Changes every reaction you have to everything the child does. Right away, it's different. It's a whole different world. It's a different world. Part of what we're seeing in the Chavis HaLavas, and obviously he doesn't talk about it explicitly, but it comes out from what we're learning, because it doesn't change. And that is, I'm talking now, but based on what we're learning tonight, we tend to dump much too much on schools. Schools has, right? I mean, the Goyim certainly, like, they want the school to teach morals and ethics, and all those things they want to come from the schools. And it has to come from the home, not from the school. School is to teach the kids math, and chumash, all the things that we Chazal saw in the time of the Gemara that the parents can't teach. So they said, okay, let's make schools, but that's to teach material. to sit there and hammer into the kid's head 2 + 2 = 4. Or gracious Baruch. But midos and ethics and, you know, the machavero and values, that's still true. And even in the Goyish world, for sure, you see mamish, right, that as if you study like schooling from like the 1900s, you see that the school became the place where they expected that to teach the children ethics and morals and everything, and then that's why it looks like it looks, because it's not the right place. You don't do it in a classroom. You don't teach it. First of all, you live it. It has to come from parents. It's the role of parents, and the child learns by seeing it. It's all part of it. You know, you can tell to the kid about Lashon Hara, and they have one conversation on the phone. That's it. You might as well stop talking about Lashon Hara. So it keeps us honest, and that's what they see. Or they see what's valuable to us. They hear what's valuable. They pick up. Children are mamash vacuum cleaners. They hear and see everything, and they hear what's important to you and what your values are, and that's what you're giving over to them, and that's what you're teaching them. Now, it's true. Sometimes we want our children to do the things we couldn't have done. You say, you know, let's say a parent will say, you know, a father will say, you know, I didn't have a chance to become a Talmud Chacham, but I want that for you. So that's fine if the father chooses to do that, if the parents decide to do that, but it's not going to work unless the child senses that being a Talmud Chacham is a value of the father. So he couldn't do it, but it's a value. So then it makes sense to say it's a value, it's a highly prized value. I wasn't able to do it with my life. Let's try to work out your life that you could. And, you know, you see if the child's mukhshar lakach, and you guide them, and you see if there's resistance, you know, you see, if you so choose. But the child has to see it's a value. That's the trick. Otherwise, you say, if the child sees that the last thing the parent will do is crack open a sefer, last thing. First comes the sports pages, first comes the job, then comes relaxing, then comes the sports pages, then comes everything in the world, and maybe he'll open a chumash on Shabbos, you know, Shnayim Mikulecha Targum, then you say, oh, but for my child, I want you to be a Talmud Chacham. That kid's not going to become a Talmud Chacham, I can guarantee you. The child, you know, he sees it's not of value to his parents. So part of what he gives a whole laundry list of responsibilities towards family and krovim, but of course, you know, it's most nogea children and spouses, and it's their job, their role, their responsibility. And then the best advice is to do it lishma, because Hashem wants you to do it. You know, I sat on a Besdin in Muncie. I've said that many times for 15 years. And we dealt with marriages. And, you know, marriage is very personal. And if I would say, like, you know, but you have to, you know, you're mechuyev to do this, or Hashem wants you to do this, even if you don't feel like it, just like you keep Shabbos, even if you don't feel like it, or even if you eat kosher and you don't really feel like it, but, you know, so you get very, you know, can't handle that, but it's true. And it saves so much, like a safety net. People are angry, and they do all sorts of things when they're angry. When we get angry at the ones we love, it's terrible. I boom. If there's a, so if you, if you keep in mind, because a Baal Bitachon says, you know, I'm doing Hashem's will. So, okay, so even if I don't feel like it and I'm angry, but I have to do kach v'kach. And you don't even do it grudgingly. It's a trick, it's a madrega. Maybe it'll take 50 years till we reach that madrega. But I don't do it grudgingly because I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to do it. In other words, so it's not grudgingly. It's not like I'm doing you a favor, because I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for Hashem. Hashem wants me to do it. But it's a safety net. I'm telling you, it's like things automatically don't deteriorate past a certain point. And I saw this countless times where it did. I always saw the negative. You know, people don't come to a best if it's a living b'shalom. I always see the negative. And it does, you know, if they would be able to impersonalize the marriage. It sounds funny, but, you know, it's not impersonal, it's Hashem. It's Hashem. Hashem wants me to be loving, Hashem wants me to do kach v'kach, Hashem wants me to act a certain way. If we would keep that in mind, instead of it always being a tug of war, it's like there's something, a higher purpose in what we're doing. Even in marriage, which is the most intense relationship we have, hopefully. But even that, you know, Hashem is on top of that also. So that creates a safety net. That's what I've seen. And when things are not, you know, when it's tumultuous, when things are not smooth, there's a tremendous safety net, because Hashem and the Shulchan Aruch don't let you go past a certain point. So you say, yeah, but I don't feel like it, Rabbi. Like I don't feel like it. You don't have to feel like it. Maybe you don't have to feel like it. What? I don't have to. You know, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. Even if you want to kill the person, lo sikom, right? We should be used to this. You can't take the comma. Someone did. What? Wait a second. You told the person. What do you mean I can't take the comma? You ever think about it? The person messed me up. Like I'm supposed to swallow it and just accept it? Yeah. And then, yeah, the Baal Bitachon thinks Hashem wants it to happen. It's not really him, it's Hashem. You know, that's not only is it true, and not only is it obligatory, and not only is it attainable because it's in the Torah and Hashem is reality and this is life, but it happens to be the best prescription for life. Or else you walk around and you got plenty of volcanoes walking around just waiting to blow. So it's work. It's not easy. You know, I'm not sitting here. I hope I don't sound flippant. It's very difficult. But it's an avoda. Sure, it's an avoda. It could take a whole life. It could take a whole life to develop bitachon. So it could take a whole life to develop the idea that I'm an Eved Hashem. Right, this is the biggest accolade. Moshe Rabbeinu was Eved Hashem. Everything I do is because Hashem wants me to do it. And I'm in a relationship, and my responsibility is to help that person be an Eved Hashem. So but it doesn't mean I have to tell my child, you have to learn a whole day. Right? You have to give my child healthy food, and I have to teach my child math. I'm saying these things because I don't want you to think, it's not just a question of, right, learning. It's everything, right? I have to make you an Eved Hashem. To be an Eved Hashem, you need the tools. You have to be healthy, right? You have to be emotionally healthy, right? To be an Eved Hashem, you have to be emotionally healthy. You do. So I have to make sure my children are emotionally healthy. I have to make them confident people. I have to make them feel good about themselves. I have to give them healthy food. I have to teach them math. I have to teach them chumash. I have to teach them how to daven good. Now, all these things is because my charge is to produce Avdei Hashem, because my charge for myself is to be an Eved Hashem. So to sum up, really, this part of the Chayvus Halavdus, it's the other extreme. How does the Baal Bitachon deal with the burden of various responsibilities and relationships? He realizes it's from Hashem, and that Hashem, so he indeed has bitachon that he can handle it, because Hashem wouldn't send it to him otherwise. So he can handle it. So yeah, it doesn't immobilize the person, it doesn't paralyze the person, and it's so funny. And then he says, and it makes you more aware, and you take more seriously your responsibility, because all of a sudden you say, oh my goodness, Hashem set me up as the guardian of this child. I have to produce this child. I don't just give birth to the child and make sure he doesn't starve to death. Chas v'shalom. I have to produce an Eved Hashem, because that's what Hashem wants me to do. So make sure you make him emotionally healthy, and make sure you give him good eitzes, and make sure you take care of all his needs, and make sure you're not resentful, and make sure you don't damage him in any way, and even if you can't do for him what he wants, give him good eitzes. All of these things, this whole list of the Chayvus Halavdus is bedavka to the Baal Bitachon, and you're doing all of this l'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it, so you're doing it as an Eved Hashem, and you're producing Avdei Hashem. Lo kedei lekabel mehem gemul. This is not that they should, right, this is fair, you know, not that they should help you when you get old. Don't expect it. Maybe they'll pick the best nursing home that they can. Maybe. You pick your own nursing home. That's good advice. They'll pick the one that's furthest away from their house. This is what the Chazal says. Not that they should be thankful to you. Their obligation to be thankful and to have a karas atov is their obligation. That's a different paragraph. But don't expect thanks, because you're not doing it for their thanks. You're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it, and this is your task in life, to produce these neshamos, to mold these neshamos, to create, to mold, to develop these neshamos. Not that they should be thanking. Below, lavas hakavod, not because you're going to quell when your child's the valedictorian. Don't do that. The Chazal says, that's bad. Don't go there. Not good. Not healthy, not true, not good, and it's wrong. The Baal Bitachon doesn't think that way. You don't do things because you're going to get out of it. Below kedei listorer aleihem. This is very dangerous, you know. We have a lot of power as parents. And you have parents, you have people, or spouses. This is one of the things our society sees much too much of, that it's a power play. And we use, you know, a lot of things out there. You know, people sometimes, because of their own background, and now they're in a position of power with children or with a spouse, and they use it. They don't even mean it badly, but it's an emotional need that they have. Chayvus Halavdus says, make sure it's lo kedei lehistorer aleihem. Make sure you're not in a play for power where, you know, you're the king and what you say goes, and you manipulate them, and you know, we see this. I mean, talk to any social worker if you have any social worker friends, and elamishmas, what you so having, you know, no social worker is going to use this in their treatment, but I don't know if it's such a bad idea. You have to do things only because Hashem wants you to do it. You're fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. You're not in a... It's not about you. So that's Ela Mishmas L'Pekudas Hashem. The Kabbalah's Briso. Yeah, Bris. You're Mekabel. You made a Shvu at Har Sinai. And this is what Hashem handed you in life. And you're going to do it. U'mitzvah Sobohem. Ki Misha Paul. someone who does bavur dovar mimasha hiskanu, someone who acts in these relationships, either for kavod or to have nachas, or that the other people should be thankful and subservient, we should have power over them. If that's what he's thinking, he or she are thinking about, be'es miluyes sorcheyem, lo yasigas mavukshu mehem be'olam hazeh, it's not going to work. That's like the worst curse of all. It's not going to happen. It's just going to blow up. You're not going to end up with kavod from it. You're not going to end up with nachas from it. You're going to end up deeply disappointed, the Chaim Zalvada says. You're just creating, you're digging your own pit, he says. If your purpose is to for yourself, it's not going to work, and you'll just be mitachzev. You'll just have double the angst and double the aggravation and double everything that you thought you would have, and that's why you're trying to manipulate. You're going to end up with double that, chas v'shalom. The yisachzev mitipulo, you'll just go crazy. The yafsit zchor olam haba, and you blew it. All you had to do was think, I'm doing this because Hashem wants me to do it. I'm serving breakfast because Hashem wants me to do it. So instead, you're angry. Why should I? Or why doesn't he say thank you? Or why this? Or why that? And then it blows up. And then you don't have not Olam Hazeh and not Olam Haba. Everything gets ruined. And if you... The Baal Bitachon always has Hashem in mind. V'im nishtavu b'kach l'avodas Hashem b'levad. Then he promises, I shouldn't say that. Then Hashem will help you that, you know, it'll work, it'll click. Yazrim Hashem, ligmo lo b'olam hazeh, you'll be able to do it. If I say I'm going to give my children because that's my task, so Hashem will make sure you have the wherewithal to give to your children. You'll have enough koach, you'll have enough energy, you'll have enough time, if you have the right levavos, if you have the right motivation. So again, ultimately the right motivation is Hashem wants me to do it. Hashem gave me the task of doing this. This is what is best for me, and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So Hashem will give you the koach to do it. And Hashem will make it that they'll thank you, like all the things that you're not supposed to think about, he says, that'll happen. So that's the way it works. That's the system Hashem set up. All these things, if you do it, this is like, the epitome is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? Koha Borea, whoever wrote Dave Kavod, so Kavod Borachas Mimenu. And if you run away from Kavod, so Kavod Borachas Achrov. That's what he's saying. If you do it for the right reason, then Hashem will make it work, and Hashem will have them be thankful to you. Because if you think about it, because then it'll work, and they'll be happy, and they'll be thankful, because they'll see you mean their good, because that's the task. Rabbi Salvador started off the paragraph saying, you have to mean their welfare. If Hashem put people in a situation where they rely on you, so you have to do for them, and you have to mean their welfare, he said, in your heart. You have to mean what's good for them. Then it'll work, and they'll be thankful, and you'll have everything. Listen what he compares it to. And you'll have Yischar and Olam Haba, because you're doing everything with Shem Hashem. And this is like Hashem said to Shlomo HaMelech, right? Hashem says to Shlomo, what do you want? Do you want Chochmah? Do you want Chochmah? Do you want Osher? Do you want Kavod? Pick something. So he says, I want Chochmah. So Hashem says to Shlomo HaMelech, V'gam Asher lo sha'alti, lo sha'alta, even what you didn't ask for, since you hit the bullseye, you knew what to ask for, so I'm going to give you everything. Because everything follows in the wake of the right thing. So you asked for Chochmah, so you're going to have Osher, you're going to have Kavod, you're going to have all the things that you didn't ask for. So that's what Hashem says to Shlomo HaMelech. So this is what Hashem's telling each individual. Isn't that great? Hashem's telling you to each individual. Do things lishma, do things, take your responsibility seriously, have bitachon that Hashem will give you the strength to fulfill those responsibilities, You'll have the koach and the energy to do it, the time, you'll be able to, you'll have time even for self-development. As much time as Hashem gives you, you won't like be paralyzed. You'll do it lishma. Your purpose is to create Avdei Hashem. This is the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem will give you everything. They'll pick a good nursing home for you. They'll thank you. They'll send you a nice card every Mother's Day. They may even pick up a phone on Erev Shabbos and say, how come you didn't send me kugel this week? And you'll have all the good things, just like Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, I really went over time. I have to take questions. Do I know anybody that